こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、北海道大学、京都大学、東京大学の研究チームが脳内のヒスタミン神経を活性化する薬を使うと失った記憶を思い出せることを発見しました。最初の実験ではマウスにおもちゃを見せておもちゃの形を学習させました。通常のマウスは1週間経過するとおもちゃのことを忘れていましたが、ヒスタミン神経を活性化させる薬を与えるとおもちゃを思い出すことができました。次に38名の被験者にたくさんの写真を見せ記憶テストを行いました。その結果、マウスの時と同様に薬を服用した場合に正解率が上昇していました。特にもともと記憶成績が悪い参加者ほど薬の効果が大きいことが分かりました。
A research team from Hokkaido University, Kyoto University and Tokyo University have discovered that a drug which activates histamine neurons in the brain can restore lost memories in mice. In their first experiment, mice were shown toys and made to learn their shapes. Usually mice, after 1 week, forget about the toys.However, when given a drug that activates their histamine neurons, the mice remembered the toys. Next, they showed 38 subjects a series of images and then performed a memory test. Just as they found in mice, subjects who were administered the drug performed much better on the memory test. Furthermore, the memory performance benefits from the drug were more pronounced for subjects with worse memory.
So...今マックス・プランク研究所で働いてる則本さんっていう人がいて、彼お会いしたことはないんだけど、メールのやり取りをさせてもらっていて、ネズミをくすぐってる石山新平さんの友達なんだよね。そうそう。それで論文の概要を送ってもらったりとか、質問に答えてもらったりとかしてるんだけど、その彼が携わった研究ということで、
うん、
すごい面白いよね。
These 38 subjects are people, right?
そう、人間です、
うん、
そう、ネズミではない。記憶っていうのは時間とともに薄れていっちゃうものなんだけど、たまにこうふと思い出したりすることがあって、
うん、
亡くなっちゃったように見えて実は脳内には残ってるかもしれないっていう、
うん、
だからそれをただ引き出しの部分がうまく機能してないだけだとしたら、うん、そこをどうにかしてつなげてあげれば本人が忘れたと思ってることでも引き出せる可能性があるっていう、う
ん、I think people have some natural strategies to try to remember things, right?、
うん、
like if you kind of look up maybe to the left or somethingYou're like,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, maybe you do something with your hands like this.
Yeah.
Or you like rub your thighs. You're like, what was it? What was it?、
Mm.
And there's something happening. You don't really feel yourself doing anything. But your brain is trying to tune into whatever piece of information that you know is in your brain somewhere,、
mm.
right?
Because、
mm. when you finally remember it, it's like, oh, yeah, it was there.
So, the...前にね、なんか、則本さんとメールで話したときは、睡眠の話だったんだよね、確か。
うん、
睡眠で、なんか寝てる間にさ、記憶が短期から長期にしまい直されるみたいな話。
うん、
だから逆に言うと、こう、寝不足、全然、だからほら、テスト勉強してて、もう徹夜で行っちゃうと、逆に良くないから、一回寝た方がいいみたいな話。
Is that true though? Is that for sure true?
Yeah. だから多分赤ちゃんとかも1時間2時間とかでも一旦寝ないとダメなんだよね。
Well, what if you stay up?
それも多分記憶を整理してるん
だ。You just don't sleep. And you study until right before the test. And then you're kind of relying on a different kind of memory, like the short term memory.
Yeah.
Where you're not going to remember anything.
Yeah.
But you'll remember it long enoughenough to do the test, which is the least productive way to actually learn stuff. But
yeah, だから多分テストの本当5分前に見たやつがたまたま出たりしたら、それはまあねラッキーでいいけど覚えてるから。
It kind of works.
Yeah,
which is bad.
ただ例えば。 テストの前の日とか前の前の日とかからもう全然寝ないでずっとやるとかっていうのは多分逆にあんまり効果的ではないんだよね。でもこの抗ヒスタミン剤の薬っていっぱいあるじゃん、アレルギーとか、
うん、
あれを飲むと要はヒスタミン神経が非活性化されるわけだから、
うん、
記憶が低下しちゃうんだって、
うん、With like common over the counter
じゃない、多分
like antihistamines、
うん、だそれ知らなかったから
like diphenhydramine like、うん、ドリエル、
あ、そうそうそうそう、
ドリエル contains that same、
うん、だから私普通に鼻炎だからさ、テストの前に、まあ、テスト中にさ鼻水とかめっちゃ出たら嫌だからすごい薬飲んでテスト受けたりしてたけど、学生の時とか、じゃあめっちゃ不利だったわけじゃんと思って
You're actually way smarter、
ね、
than you think。
だからさ、例えば受験生とか、
うん、
受験の日に鼻水出るからって抗ヒスタミン剤を飲まない方がいいっていう話なのかねだからちょっとよく分かんないから、則本さん、あのぜひ番組に来てほしい。まあドイツに、あれドイツだよね、マックス・プランクは、
うん、
だから日本にいる時にぜひ来てほしいんだけど、記憶って本当に面白いんだよね。なんか質問がめちゃくちゃいっぱいあるもん私。
It's creepy too. It's very if you think too much about memory
そう
and how it works and how you kind of replay these fuzzy videos in your head、
yeah.
that aren't quite videos、
yeah.
and how unreliable that really is.
そう、
like you can kind of remember your life. You know when people, some old person is like, oh, back in, you know, 1970, the winter of 1972, yeah, I think、yeah. it was, you know, November. And then
and
they、
Wednesday.
go in. Yeah, it blows my mind. I don't have that sort of, that level of reliability with、yeah. my memory. It's、yeah. kind of like, it was like this-ish. And、yeah. I can kind of get close with things. But even...If I try to get into detail, sometimes I'm unsure of like who did major things.
Right.
And so I can tell that story to people other than that person.、
Mm.
If I tell it to that person, they might point out like, oh, I didn't do that.
そう、しかもさ、あの、この間みたいに、この間紹介した話みたいに、自分のエクスペクテーションによって脳が見たものを塗り替えてるって話あったじゃん。
Mm.
だ実際は点滅してないのに点滅したように思い込んでるとか。Mm. ただ、見たもの全部を、本当は記憶しててその引き出しがないっていうだけの話だとしたらさ、
うん、
塗り替える前のバージョンも保管されてることは保管されてるのか、それとももう保管されてる時点で塗り替えられた後のものしかないのか、
うん、
なんかそういうのも気にならない、
うん、
だから全部引き出して見ることができたら、もしかしたら塗り替える前のもないわけじゃないのかとか、なんかちょっと考えてるとね、yeah. 疑問が湧き出てきちゃう。
There's a lot of、contamination of your own memories.、
うん、
so when you remember something,、
うん、
I think you're liable to alter it、
うん、
in some way. Have you... You know a lot of people take、different performance enhancers in college.
サプリとかでしょ、
mm-hmm. And...
ジョー・ローガンが売ってるやつみたいなやつでしょ。
Yeah, those are...、like nootropics, but there's also, what do you call it? Adderall.
Mm.
What's the other name for Adderall? And like the ADHD stuff?
I don't know.
But it's a stimulant, but it increases your cognitive performance quite substantially and your focus as well.They're not really sure what the long-term cost、
right.
of that is.
Adderall is illegal here, right? 確か。
Oh, is it?
I think we talked about it once.、
Hmm.
I forget, but...
But it's very prevalent in, you know, academia,、
hmm.
where people are trying to do better.、
Hmm.
And I think partly is it helps people study more. It may help recall.、
Hmm.
And then the nootropics like、Provigil...or modafinil、which are a lot of、Silicon Valley CEOs have talked about. I mean, it's rumored that a lot of people are taking that sort of thing, which is similar、mm-hmm. to Adderall, Modafinil is like Adderall, except it's not a stimulant.
Okay.
But people take it and say that they can just focus for hours and hours and hours. But we're getting in this weird, you know, it's not that there's something wrong with you that you need to take medication. It's that you want to become more powerful.
Yeah. It's like hacking your own brain.
What's that movie with the guy takes the pill and Limitless.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
懐かしいね、それも。そう、記憶、テルさんもさ、なんか記憶の話するとめっちゃいろいろ教えてくれるけど、ちょっと来てほしいね、みんな。そうそう、だから睡眠、なんかこう、なんだっけ、前話した時は、短期の記憶から長期にこう移し替えることによって、その記憶をリテインしてるわけじゃん。それが寝ることによって行われるから、アルツハイマーの人とかっていうのは結構、脳が興奮状態みたいになっていて、その移し替えがうまくいってない、だからそういうアルツハイマーになる人の研究とか見ててもさ、まあ、どっちが先なのか分かんないけど、その夜ちゃんと寝れてないとか、それがずっと続いてるみたいな、
Yeah, they say that contributes to the buildup of those amyloid plaques.
Right.
They don't know the causal relationship, but there's a strong correlation between those plaques and degenerating memory and cognitive function.
Right.
So.
だから今さ、全然寝れてなくて私。
Yeah.
子供が sleep regression って言ってなんかまた寝れなくなっちゃう。なんかしばらくは夜通し寝てたのにまた夜中に何回も何回も起きるようになっちゃうっていう状態になってて、頭が本当に働いてない今日とか。
Is your memory declining? Do you feel plaques forming?
Building up. そうだよ、だって本当だったらさ、こんなわざわざ直接ペーパーのやつ送ってもらってさ、多分めっちゃ質問、事前に質問して答えてもらって、でここでもちゃんと全部さ、調べて話してとかさ、
on the table。
やばいよね、机も超やばいよね、赤ちゃんの物まみれだし、本当ね、もうメスです、今日は。
If they had a supplement that had seemingly no ill side effects、but it would give you super memory、would you take it? I think a lot of people would start taking that, right? If it's just like、if you eat this mushroom extract once a week.
Well, given that it's temporary, the effect is temporary、Yeah, why not? So if it's not temporary, then I don't want to take it.
But. If it's not temporary, you don't want to have permanently better memory. You think your memory right now is ちょうどいい. You forget the perfect amount of stuff.
So, 前もさ話したじゃん。なんだっけ、NPR かなんかの、インタビューで出てた人でさ、逆に全部覚えてる人っていうのがいて、全部覚えてると、だから辛いことも全然忘れられない。
Does that mean, I guess you can recall everything?
そう、だから時間の概念がないんだよ、記憶に。わかる？だから普通だったら、あ、なんかあんま覚えてないから昔のことみたいな。だけど、例えば10年前にすごいひどいこと言って振られた話とかを、さっき起きたことのように鮮明に思い出せるわけだから、時間がもはや存在しないわけじゃん、となるとすごい辛いよ、っていう話をその人たちはしてた。
I think the part of your brain that's involved in long-term memory formation is also involved in emotional regulation. I think it's the amygdala, could be wrong, could easily be wrong. But that I think that suggests that the mechanism for memory formationis largely dependent on your emotional response to the event. And that's why people have things like post-traumatic stress disorder where they're unable to expunge those particular memories.
そう、だから生まれつきそういうの、まあ、ある意味能力を持ってる人っていうのは、
well, everyone's different, right? Like we all have different levels of
Oh yeah, for sure.
I have no idea how your memory works. I mean, I have no idea how my memory works, but it's probably different
Yeah, I feel like mine's broken, so...
But a lot of people think that, right? But how good is the average person's memory, really? We don't really have a good baseline.
でもさ、自分では比べられるじゃん。自分の昔と今。で、確実に deteriorate してる。
But your memory about... Your memory of how good your memory was is also suspect.
True, but like... So since I got pregnant...あの変な symptoms がやっぱあるわけ、そのコンタクトの話したっけ、すごい怖いんだけど、私コンタクト右と左違うのね、で1個は 5.0 もう1個は 4.5 で毎朝見て、あ 4.5 は右、5は左って入れてるはずなのに、それを2週間ぐらいやったところで毎朝両方に 5.0 を入れてたことに気づいたの、妊娠してる時、でじゃあ朝見てたのは何だったんだろうってなるじゃん、私は毎朝何を確認してたわけ、怖ってなったのねで、あ、妊娠してる時ってやっぱりね、リソースが子供に取られてるから、まあそういうこともあるってよく言うしなと思ってたわけ、そしたら先日ハワイ行く時にじゃあコンタクト持っていきますってなるじゃん、でその時にね、5.0 の箱と 4.5 の箱が空いてるやつがあるわけじゃん、でそっからじゃ同じ数だけ取って持っていきますで、ガサって取ってみたら全部 5.0 だったのね、またで、え、ちょっと待ってちょっと待ってと思って、ただね、その箱を新しく開けた時ね、に 5.0 が余ってる分もあったわけ、その前の分で、だから、あ、余ってるから避けといて 4.5 ちゃんと開けましょうって、そこまでやったはずなのに、だから避けた分も新しく開けた分も右も左も全部 5.0 だったので、私、え、怖いってなっちゃって、あの、その妊娠した時に全部 5.0 を使ってたっていう怖い経験があったからこそ、その後ずっと気をつけてたつもりだったの、で毎朝確認して右目左目入れてたはずなのに、また同じことしてる、え？っていう。
That happens to me a lot too. I don't think.
嘘でしょ？ここまでのレベル？
I don't think it's that bad what you're saying.
だって毎朝だよ。毎朝チェックしてるはずなんだよ。
I will take the echo bag to the grocery store and then come home.With the groceries in a plastic bag, and I'm carrying the echo bag, and I've done it at least a dozen times, and it blows my mind. I'm standing there holding this bag.
Yeah.
I brought it, wazawaza, and
yeah.
And they just 普通に put it in the plastic one, and when I get home, I'm like, あれ? Why?
それはただの天然ボケじゃん。それは可愛いじゃん。なんかもはや。
I feel like there's nothing triggering me to fix it or something. But when it happens, when you do the same sort of mindless thing like that 3-4 times in a row,
yeah.
It kind of gets weird, right? You don't really trust yourself. It's like, do I need to like set a reminder on my phone? Or like, how do I solve this?
怖くなっちゃったもん。なんかのサインですか、これは、みたいな。だから。
I think that when I drop stuff,If I'm clumsy, like if I knock something over, and I'm just, if I'm kind of clumsy, I feel alarmed, like something's wrong. But I could be overreacting.
I think my contact stuff is scary to me because it's this number.Like printed number that I'm checking every day. So I'm using my eyes, right? Yeah. But I'm not in reality. So, それが怖いところなんだよね。
That happens sometimes when you're typing in a password or something, right? You type it out perfectly and it doesn't work. So you delete it and you type it perfectly again. It's like there's no way this isn't it. And you type it exactly the same way like 6 times.
Yeah.
And then the 6th time it works.
Right.
It's like what mistake did I make 5 times in a row?
しかもさ、それ絶対わかんないもんね、答えが。
I looked at my password you know, in this file, and I looked at it again, and I checked,
yeah,
and it's, I don't know what's going on. It's weird.
ね、頼りにならないね、記憶っていうのは。
You know, in Men in Black, they have that thing that zaps your memory, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you can, like, I think you can adjust it to, like, 5 minutes or whatever. Would you want one of those?
No.
Is that more appealing than
for
this?
Myself or to use it on other people?
Well, it'd probably be illegal to use it on other people unless you work for MIB.
I don't want to use it for myself, no. What?
Ever?
Why would I want to forget?
Let's say you have a really bad argument.
want to remember
it's
that.
Like, hey, okay, let's both... you definitely want
no
to remember.
No way. 次。今週火曜日に発表された WHO の調査で、パーム油業界がタバコやアルコール業界と同様の手法で、パーム油の人体への影響に関する調査に介入していることが分かりました。パーム油の人体への影響については意見が分かれていますが、パーム油が健康に良いと断言している9つの調査のうち、4つはマレーシア政府のパーム油庁が資金提供したものでした。パーム油業界は600億ドル規模と巨大で、マレーシアとインドネシアから世界に輸出されており、今後トランス脂肪酸からの切り替えで需要はさらに増加する見込みです。パーム油は熱帯雨林を開発して生産されるため、深刻な環境汚染、人権侵害、児童労働、絶滅危惧種への被害など、様々な問題点が指摘されていますが、タバコやアルコール業界と違って規制が少なく、食品表示でもパーム油が使用されていることが不明瞭なことが多いため、消費者が知らないうちに多く摂取している現状があります。
An investigative study published on Tuesday by the WHO has found that the palm oil industry uses tactics similar to the tobacco and alcohol industries and is suppressing efforts to investigate the health impacts of palm oil. While opinions on the health impacts of palm oil vary, 4 out of the 9 sources suggesting palm oil is good for your health, which were investigated by the WHO, are sponsored by the Malaysian government.The palm oil industry is worth more than $60 billion with major exports from Malaysia and Indonesia, and a trend of eliminating trans fats will likely expand that further. Palm oil is being produced by clearing tropical rainforests and results in serious environmental pollution, human rights violations, and child labor, as well as the endangerment and extinction of species, all of which are issues gaining international attention today. However, the palm oil...industry is not regulated to the extent that tobacco and alcohol are, and labeling for products containing palm oil remains unclear. As a result, many people unknowingly consume palm oil.
そう、前にも話したけど、日本人も年間に4キロから5キロぐらいは摂取してると言われていて、まあ、パーム油自体はちょっと食べたぐらいで別にすごい健康に害があるっていうものじゃないんだけど、まあ、他の油と一緒で当然大量に摂取すると、まあ、良くはない。心臓疾患とか の要因の一つになりますって言われてるんだよね、うん、で、マレーシアとインドネシアの政府はこの業界にものすごく恩恵を受けているので、まあ、こうした問題に目をつぶっている、まあ、目をつぶっているところが結構加担している現状があって政府がいいって言ってるからといってそれが持続可能な方法で生産されているかっていうのとは別の問題っていう感じなんだよね、うん、だからまあで日本でもほとんどのお菓子とかカップ麺とか冷凍食品とかに入っている
What percentage of お菓子 the popular ones do you think?
前にさツイッターでもシェアしたけど50品目コンビニで売ってる50品目で調査した時はパーム油が入ってるって分かって選んだわけじゃないんだけど50個、なんかあよく見るやつって選んだんだけど2製品以外かな全部入ってた、
うん、
からそれぐらいまあ、使いやすいんだよね。すごく硬い油にしてはだからで安いで、なんで安いかっていうともちろんこの政府が、
うん、
安くなるようにしてるからなんだけどね、
うん、
だから使いやすいっていうことで日本の企業もすごくたくさん使っちゃっている。で食品表示に書いてないので、まあ、国民のみんなも知らず知らずにパーム油を摂取しているっていう、
うん、What's the status of the RSPO? version of palm oil?
あのね、今度日本でオリンピックあるじゃん。でオリンピックって一応はあの持続可能性を探りながらやらなきゃいけないっていう、まあ、ことになってるんだよね実は。でなので多分その調達方針っていうのがあって、その国がいろんなものを発注するわけじゃん、国として。だから例えば選手村に置く、それこそ石鹸とかから何か ら、うん、だからそういうものに関しては RSPO 認証を受けたパーム油を使わなきゃいけないっていうことになってなる予定なのかなったかどっちかのはず、ただまあ日清がね、まあそもそもスポンサーで入っているからそれもどうなんだっていう話もあるんだけど、あのそう
There's also the they're using palm oil to feed livestock now、cows in Germany and、they're also using a lot of palm oil I think 30 to 40%of the total exports of palm oil are actually being used for biofuels.
あ、そうそうそう。あの、ただまあ、EU とかアメリカではね、今後パーム油使ったあの発電は禁止になるんだけど、日本はまあそれがないから、そこに参入しようとしてる企業も前話したけど、
The EU passed regulation on that?
I think so.
I think currently it's still...
今は結構、そうだからやっぱりこうパーム油って聞くと自然のものだから環境にいいっていう、こう考えですごくじゃあ発電に使いましょうっていう風になっちゃったんだけど、そもそもパーム油を生産する過程自体がめちゃくちゃ環境に悪いので意味ないねっていう話なんだよね。で食べあのだからその RSPO 認証自体も 100% 完璧ではなくて、そこにも問題はいろいろあるんだけれども、それがないものよりは全然マシっていうことで、その認証を使ってるものに本来ならば切り替えていってほしいっていう。だから要は RSPO 認証がついてるパーム油っていうのは一から熱帯雨林を開発してあの新しく作ったプランテーションじゃないですよとか、あのまあそういういろんなね、もちろん項目があるんだけど、これだから熱帯雨林をちょっと切って、ちょっと木を切ってそこにファームツリーを植えてるとかいうレベルじゃないんだよね。海抜だから、つまりもうブルドーザーで土ごともう全部掘り起こして、そこに生えてる草木やら虫やら動物やら苔やら微生物やら全てもう全部皆殺し状態で、まっさらにして、そこに思いっきり、あの、ペスティサイズ、あの、虫殺すやつとかをまいて、で、パーム油のプランテーションを作ってるから。
You know, I went there and saw it with my own eyes.
そう、見たことある人はね、そう。
It's mind-blowing.
規模がすごいからね。
Because you can see it from a train, a high-speed train, and you're just looking at,you know, this palm oil plantation as far as you can see for, you know, 20, 30 minutes straight. I don't even know if it ever ended. But these areas used to be virgin rainforest, as in areas that have never been cut down. These aren't some reforested bullshit fake forests, but actually pristine ecosystems on this planet, of which there are very few left.
So the...もちろんそれを切っちゃうことによって環境温暖化とか地球温暖化とかがものすごい加速するとか、そこに住んでる絶滅危惧種が本当に死んでしまうとか、オランウータンが餓死しちゃうとか、まあ、いろんな動物の問題もあるし、あのそこで働いてる人たちが、まあ、すごいひどい環境の中働かされている問題とか、まあ、児童労働の問題も実際にあったりとか、あとその熱帯雨林でもともと暮らしてたあの人たち、原住民の人たちがそこを立ち抜きになっちゃったりとか、まあもともと生活に使ってる川に汚染物質を垂れ流されちゃって生活できなくなっちゃったとか、まあ本当に問題が山積みなんだよね。でそれが解決されないのはやっぱりこうやって先進国が大量にそこの業界にお金を落としているからであって、そのお金を落としている側が気づいてくれないと。
Well, there's a lot of demand for it still, which is unfortunate.
そうだからまあパーム油を全く使わないっていうのは正直現実的ではないし、あの、well, パーム油に反対してる人たちも、パーム油を使うのを今すぐもうゼロにしろなんて言ってる人たちはむしろいなくて、せめてその認証がついてるものに切り替えていってねっていう、well, それすらもできてないから。
The use of palm oil as a biofuel seems completely ridiculous to me. You know, like if it's so cheap and if it's useful for processed foods or something to some extent, and it, you know, it's not unhealthy or anything, then that's great. But if using it for biofuel, I mean, you've got environmental disaster on both ends of the chain here.
Yeah.
So. And it's we have reasonable alternatives to biofuels.
そう、ただそれをこうコンサルタントみたいな感じでな語ってパーム油いいですよって売りつけてる人たちがいるわけよ。いろんな企業を回ってね。で、こう自然のものだから環境にいいですよって言われた側はさ、まあググればすぐわかることなんだけども、まあそうやって説明されるとあそうなのかって思っちゃう人たちもいるから。
うん。
でその人たちは当然こう、まあ、騙されてる側で、ね、環境をどうにかしようと思ってそれを選んじゃってる人たちも中にはいるから、
mm.
まあちょっとね問題が根深いんだけど、
one of the, well, the primary issue I think is market information、
mm.
and that's happening because people don't have good knowledge of what's it, you know, whether this palm oil is in their food or notAnd so when the consumer can't make choices, and you remove consumer choice from a market, and there's no direct regulatory intervention, from authorities, then you end up not being able to control the externalities which yeah. cost the public good. So the public good just is spent without being accounted for in the market. And so the incentives...are completely reversed.
そう、だから食品表示にせめてパーム油っていうのも書くようにしてほしいっていう、これは内閣府令で決まってることなんだよね。今その油っていうのは動物由来のものか植物由来のものかを書けばいいっていう、でその内訳を書く必要はないっていう、それを変えてほしいなと思って消費者庁に行ったりもしたんだけど、基本企業にとっては書きたくないじゃん、書かない方が便利だし、だからあので、まあ消費者庁って本来はね消費者の側に立って考えるべきだと私は思うんだけれども、まあ企業ともうまくやっていかなきゃいけない側面もあり、この基本的に食べて即危険が及ぶ場合のみっていうのを想定してるって言われたのね。だからこうどれだけ環境に悪かろうがなんだろうが、それはこう消費者庁としてはその食品表示法っていう括りの中では関係ない、
うん、
でそれはまあお役所だからもちろんねわかるんだけど、なんかなかなかね難しいんだよね。
How do you in more generally in a bigger picture sense We're kind of in a we're in a position now where we finally know, you know, what we have in terms of the earth, what we've inherited after thousands and thousands of years of human beings.
Mm.
And we are kind of getting some idea of, you know, what it's worth or what we can't buy with money. Right? And now it's, you know, it's 2019. There's not a, I guess there's,official consensus among experts about climate change, but there doesn't seem to be that sort of consensus among the public.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of sort of government initiatives to preserve the environment and change the trajectory that we've been on, it doesn't seem like that's happened in any mind-blowing capacity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it may just, I don't know, what, how do you think it's going to play out? There's a sort of societal, ideological, political gridlock in terms of really transforming our relationship to the earth in a way that will leave something comfortable for future generations. We're just one, you know, jerk-off generation that just showed up, and we have the internet and stuff, but, you know, this is just a short...
まあ、なんかやっぱり問題が大きくなれば大きくなるほど人間っていうのはそこから目を背けるようにできているじゃん。
Yeah.
だから例えば年金の問題とかもそうだけど、確実にやばいのに、確実にやばいの分かってるのに、何もしないっていう。で、自分、この問題が本当にやばいところまで、来るのと自分が死ぬのとどっちが先かっていうレースなわけじゃん、うん、で自分が先に死ぬんだったら別にいいや自分関係ないしっていうのをまあ繰り返してるわけじゃん環境問題もそうだし、うん、だからそれがだから時間が経つしかないのかなって思っちゃうよねで自分が死ぬまでに本当にやばいことになりそうっていう世代が30代とか20代30代とかになった時にまだ間に合う状態かどうかっていう、ギャンブル。
How much do you think people care about the people that will be on Earth in 300 years?
300年とかなっちゃうとちょっとあれだけど。
Who cares? You don't care either. There's something about like...
なんだ、I don't care っていうよりかも想像ができないじゃん。その300年っていう長さ自体はさ誰も経験してないから。
It'll happen.
ただやっぱり自分の子供のこととか考えたときに、じゃあ今から30年後、40年後、50年後に、この子はまだここにいるわけだから。
But that's still... That's still a selfish motivation, right? We need people、
oh, yeah.
who are...
え、でもだって結局全部 selfish motivation じゃないの? Because what else?
Like, I don't know. I mean, you're gonna die, so you can try to do something good for humanity more generally, and not just, you know, in a selfish...
Well, that's also selfish, right? It's for your own
ego. It's less selfish, right? Because you could just do something totally whatever you yourself want.
But it feels good to do good stuff, so...
So you don't...What, you're arguing that there's... It feels good to do good stuff if you're a good person.
I guess.
Not everyone's a good person.
I guess I'm a good person then. But like... なんだろう?
I'm a good person. I guess I'm a good person.
でもその環境問題とかについて考えるときにやっぱり動物のためとか地球のためとか、mm-hmm. それはもはや綺麗事であって結局は人類、自分のため?だから、スーパー台風がこれから毎年50回来るってなったら嫌でしょとか、それこそ気温が上がって、クロップスができなくなって、昆虫食とかになって虫食べなきゃいけなくなるかもしれないんだよ。嫌でしょとか、まあそれこそ自分の子供が大変な目に遭うかもしれないんでしょ嫌でしょとか、動物園に行っても動物がいない?嫌じゃない?とか、虎めっちゃ可愛いじゃん全部死んじゃうんだよじゃないとかそういうやっぱりこう自分に響くメッセージじゃないと意味ないしメッセージどうこうっていうよりもそれがまあ事実でもあるし
well, At what level have you internalized the climate change global warming message? Do you think you know, this is a potential you know, a full-blown apocalypse that is an existential threat foryou know, mankind itself, for human beings.
Yeah, that's what I think. Like, この間もハワイに行ってダイビングしてきたのね、一回。Mm-hmm. その時に、サンゴの色を見ていて、mm-hmm. あれって思った。ゆうき高橋も番組に来た時言ってたけど、mm-hmm. 私がライセンス取ったのって多分、まあ7、8年前とか。Mm-hmm. で、その時は、サンゴの色がさ、紫とかピンクとか、だからまあ生きてたわけよ、うん、今言ったらほとんどもう白いもう死んでる、うん、だからそれを見た時にやっぱりえやばって思うよね
well, the, Isn't the Great Barrier Reef fairly dead at this point as well?
Yeah, 日本の周りもだよねって言われてるよね。
And the science behind why this coral bleaching occurs is so complicated. You know, they don't know how much of it is like people touching it, you know, human oils or sunblock or、the rise in average ocean temperatures.、These are likely all factors.
Right.
But、it happened quite quickly.
Right? 本当にそう。
Right? I remember, you know, Hanuma Bay was gorgeous. It's like going to an alien planet.
Yeah.
You're not going to see that now unless you go somewhere
そうなの。
more exotic. And then, you know, as people go to more exotic places, I'm sure those places will be, you know, defiled as well.
yeah. なんかそういうふうに実際に目にすると、そのビフォーアフターが見えるわけじゃん。そうなると、あれって思うよね、やっぱり。
What puts the precious nature of Earth in perspective for me is the fact that we have not seen anything else in the universe anywhere close to as beautiful or as complex. We don't see life. The universe is lifeless. It's a bunch of rocks moving around. And, you know, they're pretty and it's sort of interesting, but...The life that's here with us that we're really a part of, you know, we evolved from is for now our only companionship in this world, you know. It's the only evidence that anything is conscious is this planet, you know, that this universe isn't some empty matrix, you know, somewhere.
次、ワシントン大学が母親と子供のペア6万組を対象に行った研究で、赤ちゃんの時に母乳を飲んだ期間によって子供が左利きになる確率が変化しているという相関関係が見つかりました。母乳で育った期間が1ヶ月未満の場合、左利きは右利きより 9% 少なく、6ヶ月未満だと 15%、6ヶ月以上だと 22% でした。9ヶ月以上になるとこうした差は見られませんでした。利き手自体は遺伝的に胎児のうちからある程度決まっているとされていますが、生後実際に右脳と左脳のどちらが優位になるのかは生後9ヶ月までの間に確立され、その要因の一部は後天的である可能性があることがわかります。
Washington University conducted a study of 60,000 mother and child pairsand found that breastfeeding time is correlated to left-handedness. If the breastfeeding period was less than 1 month, the baby was 9% less likely to be left-handed. This increased to 15% for 6 months of breastfeeding, and then to 22% for more than 6 months. Breastfeeding periods longer than 9 months had no measurable effect on the probability. While a certain handedness is favored during the embryo phase at a genetic level,Expression of left to right handedness is influenced by breastfeeding time during the 9 months after birth.
そう。まあ当然だから母乳を飲んだ子が右利きになるみたいな意味では全くないんだけれども、何らかの作用があるだろうっていう。面白いよね。不思議じゃない?なんか。
You're saying there's no causality.Well, do they know that there's no
they're
causality?
They're saying that they don't know. で、さらに言うと、これが。
There could be causality, right?
うん。で、さらに言うと、これは母乳自体なのか、その母乳の栄養がどうこうとか、母乳に含まれている成分がどうこうっていうことなのか、母乳をあげる行為自体、その母親とのバンディングとかなのか、それがどっちなのか、まあ分かる術がないので、それも分かんないんだけど。
Yeah, there could be.Could be correlated to a lot of things. It could be
so,
the genetics have, I don't know, the genetics are correlated with some behavior in the mother.
So, だから分かんないんだけど、結構面白くない?なんか母乳について結構いろんな論文があって、この間も今までって母乳じゃなくてミルクで育った、粉ミルクで育った子の方が肥満に。なりやすいとか言われてたんだけど、実は粉ミルクじゃなくて哺乳瓶を使うとっていうことだったっていうのが最近分かったっていうのがあって、 だから母乳を哺乳瓶に入れて飲ませてる場合も肥満になりやすい。だから哺乳瓶の中身の問題じゃない。
How is that possible?
なんでかっていうと、母乳って飲んでる間に味が変わるんだって。最初はちょっと薄くてだんだん濃くなる、あの毎回ねあげるたびに、だから赤ちゃんも味が変わっていくから、あそろそろ終わりだなって分かって口を離す、だけど哺乳瓶になってると全部混ざってるしずっと同じ味じゃん、だから始めた終わりが分かんないんだって。だからその哺乳瓶に入った分だけ全部飲むとか、
This is why we can't mess with nature. It's too complicated.
そうなの。
It's really too complicated. We don't know what the hell we're doing.
そうなの。
Jesus.
だからまあ、この左利き右利きの話もそうなんだけど、何が分かるかっていうと、どれだけうちらが分かってないかっていういろんなことを。だからこれぐらいね、右利き左利きとか一見シンプルそうだけど。
Well, the,
何が影響してそうなってるかっていうのがどれだけ分かってないかっていう、それは面白いよね。
As the limit of our measurement changes,
そうなの。
Then more and more things are going to become factors, and we're actually probably going to, it's going to look like we're wrong more often.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think.
そうそう。
yeah, it's, I don't see itWe're not ever going to be done and really figure it out. You know, you just go with what seems like the highest probability of being true. But yeah, that's pretty crazy. The handedness thing is so weird. Why aren't we all ambidextrous?
そうなの。ね。
We're so biased. And then the entire species somehow is biased.
そう。で、最近疑問なのが、自分の子供が右利きなのか左利きなのかって結構さ興味深いじゃん、で生まれてから、あこの子左なのかな右なのかな、どっちの手が先に出る傾向にあるかなとか注意深く見てるんだけど、
Can you tell?
いやあれ左がよく出るなって思う時もあるし、あそうでもないなっていう時もあって、よくまだ分かんないんだけど、自分が後ろから抱っこしてるとき、こう座らせたりして、ときに自分が右利きだから、彼の右手におもちゃを持たせようとしたりしちゃう回数の方が多いんだよね、多分。だからそれも要因の一つになる可能性があるじゃん。まあ当然彼は右手ばっかり使わさせられてたらさ、右手を使う練習ばっかりしてることになっちゃうから。
It's probably more effective to do that because the odds are that he is right-handed.
So, yeah.
so if you don't know, then you should assume that they're right-handed, just because your odds are better. If you find out you're wrong, then you should, you know, not do that. But.
だからでも本人が今はどっちもどっちもなんだったら、こう私は両方になるべく渡すようにした方がいいのかなとか、なんかわかんないけど。
But they say, your handedness is correlated with, the...hemisphere dominance in your brain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, so.
You know, so depending on which hand children are using more early on, then that would trigger more or less development in one side of their brain instead of the other, right? And we kind of, anecdotally, you might notice that left-handed people tend to be more...intuitive and creative, whereas right-handed people are more logical or the left hemisphere of your brain, I think, is more responsible for language and reasoning.
Yeah.
Whereas the right hemisphere, because they're like cross-wired in your body, right?
So, yeah, it's so, I mean...
That's really weird.Too, like that's a thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like the philosophical zombie experiment.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Where you separate the two hemispheres.
Yeah.
Yeah.
そうするとこう自分の右手が何をしてるかを左手は分かってないとか、っていう状態が存在するっていう。
And there's something interesting about the left-handed person's position in society. It's inherently different. Everything's backwards. The scissors don't work. You don't see left-handed people in advertisements or movies too much. It looks wrong. It bothers us. You know, this person emerged into our universe, flipped around the other way. This person is inversed.
Right.
You know.
でも憧れなかった。教室に一人か二人ぐらい左利きの人がいてさ、すごい羨ましくなかった。え、かっこいいみたいな。
Well, it depends when you were born, because if it was, you know, 40, 50 years ago, they'd be like, this person is, you know, an idiot and a delinquent and defective. And that was the connotation before. If you were left-handed, you know, your teacher would try to correct that for your own good, so you wouldn't embarrass yourself by using your left hand. You know, to do things
That's
in public.
That's so crazy, right?
It was, I think, in some places, it was made illegal at one point.
What? That's so stupid.
And religion had a strong stance on left-handedness because
really?
It was wicked. Yeah.
Huh?
And there's passages in the Bible describing how the people in the right hand of God will be, you know, elevated to the celestial kingdom. And people in the left hand of God are... You know, they're trash. These are terrible people. You need to get rid of these people.
Huh.
And, you know, we have expressions like, you know, he's my right-hand man. Mm. Not my left hand. Like, that's
right.
useless.
Right.
Right?
So cool.
But 10% of the population is left-handed. And they exist in this minority space. I mean, we don't hear about, you know, minority group advocacy, you know, on the behalf of the oppressed left-handed people. But it must be a significant inconvenience. And if they have a different dominance in terms of the hemisphere of their brain, I mean, that's a pretty significant difference, right? I don't know if it's not really well-defined, but, you know, the artistic, creative, intuitive, whatever type. And there's also the aspect of if you're a minority, then you're different. Your difference may be a disadvantage in absolute terms, but because we live in a society, it's always an advantage in relative terms because you have insights that other people don't have.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's always going to be the case, right?
Mm.
Like Leonardo da Vinci was left-handed. A lot of brilliant people were left-handed.
Yeah. Or any English-speaking person in Japan or bilingual person in Japan when it comes to getting a job or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a major advantage.
Yeah. Whatever makes you different also is your leverage versus everyone else.
Yeah.
Where else would it come from? Tsugi. In a study published in the journal Cortex by researchers at Tel Aviv University, researchers were able to suppress anger by stimulating a region of the brain using transcranial direct current stimulation, or TDCS. An electrode was placed on the skull, delivering a 1.5 milliamp DC current to the prefrontal cortex, making those neurons more excitable and better able to modulate the limbic system. During periods of anger, the VMPFC, or ventromedial prefrontal cortex, becomes engaged with the limbic system's amygdala, which is involved in manifesting emotions. In the experiment, subjects played a game in which monetary payout was distributed either fairly or unfairly in order to make them upset. They then recorded how upset they felt before having their anger suppressed by receiving a current to the VMPFC. The authors suggest this method of suppressing aggression may have clinical applications for people with psychiatric disorders who can have difficulty with interpersonal provocations.
Cortex に掲載されたテルアビブ大学の研究で TDCS を使って脳を刺激することで怒りを抑えることに成功しました。人間は怒りを感じると前頭前皮質の VMPFC という部分が感情を出す大脳辺縁系の扁桃体とつながります。G チームは頭部に電極を設置し、前頭前皮質に1.5 ミリアンプ DC の電流を送ることでニューロンを活性化させ、大脳辺縁系をうまく調節しました。実験では被験者にゲームをさせ、不公平にお金を分配することで怒らせた状態で電流を流し、その前後で怒りがどう変化したかを記録しました。チームは怒りを抑えられない衝動に駆られるなどの精神疾患の症状において治療として使える可能性があるとしています。じゃあもう怒りっぽい人がいたらビビビってビビビってやったらハッってなるのかな。
Would you support a dystopian future or perhaps utopian future in which the insertion of this sort of implant is compulsory for all citizens?
No.
What if you could set a an anger threshold? What if there's like a national legal limit on how angry you can be?
The point
system. It's like speeding, right?
Like 50 points 超えたら電流が流れるみたいな。
Yeah, or you just have to pay a fine proportional to how angry you were.
TOCとかでやってみてほしいよね。24区のこの区だけでちょっと試験的にやってみますみたいな。やってほしくないさ、その区だけさ、みんなハッピー。
No, because everyone in that coup would just get really angry about that experiment.
And get the stream. でも、
It's not totally unbelievable, you know, that some large authoritarian government could deploy these sorts of implants in...Maybe a specific group of human beings.
しかも、しかも政府にとってはみんなが怒らない方がいいじゃん。だから中国とかさ、まさにこれを導入して、そうすると政府への怒りもビビビってやったらみんななくなっちゃうわけでしょ。だから何をしても誰も怒らないっていう。
Do you?
政府にとって導入するメリットがあるかもね。
There's personally there is.A limit to how angry you want to get about anything, right? No matter what happens, right? There's a certain level of angry that you don't really want to go past. I mean, you might, because we don't have these implants in our heads. But if it were possible, some people might elect to have such an anger limitinstalled in their own mind、and pay money for it、you know it's like I don't want to get in trouble and I don't really trust myself to not lose my shit in、traffic or something、and I can have this device in my head you know that sends an alert to my phone as soon as I'm you know over 80% of my total anger meter
そうね。うちのお父さんとか、私がちっちゃい時からすっごい短気だったんだけど、そういう人と暮らしてて、日々見てるとさ、本人にとってやっぱり一番良くないじゃん。周りも良くないけど、本人が、わ、すごいストレスじゃん。いつも怒ってるっていう。だから体に良くなさそうだしさ。だから、すごい短気でいつも怒っちゃう人とか、世に対して常に怒りを抱えてる人とかは、まあ確かにこういうのを常に使いたいなって思う人もいるかもしれないよね。
I'm sure there would be negative consequences to doing something like that. Even for one person.
I feel like since I gave birth, there are a lot of moments where I get really pissed off.
Yeah.
With
more than before.
あ、いや、もともと私別にそんななんかこう。普段の日常生活で何かに起こるってほとんどないんだけど、電子音、家電の電子音にすっごいイラッとするの今。で、もともと自分が本当に別に怒らない性格だからこそ、自分でもびっくりする。
Like what specifically?
あのね、赤ちゃんを寝かせるってすごい大変なのね。で、一日に何回もあるわけじゃん。昼寝も何回もする。で、やっと寝かせてふーって置いて成功した時に限って加湿器の水が切れてますピーピーピー食洗機終わりましたピーピーピーピーピー洗濯終わりましたピーとかでそれがね 一回ピーくらいならまだ起きないんだけど、うん、無駄にうちの食洗機とかピーピーピーピーピーって5回ぐらいなるわけ。
5回。
もう分かったよみたいな。それで起きちゃってまた泣き始めて一からやり直しみたいな、うん、だから家電メーカーの皆さんは電子音終了したよっていう電子音を消せるボタンをつけてほしい、
うん、
なぜなら食洗機とか洗濯機が終わったよっていうお知らせが本当に必要な時ってあんまなくない？
Well, they could just have it. You could have an option to send it to your phone or something instead.
だからもう早く IoT になってほしい。そしたら全部選べそうじゃん。
Or you could just have マナーモード on everything. Everything just has like
マナーモード。そうでピンポーンってなるじゃん人が来ると。それもオフにできないでしょ？
Really?
できない。
Hmm.
まあ一軒家の人とかでできる人もいるのかもしれないけど、まあ、うちマンションだから切れないのね。でこの間本当にもうしょっちゅうピンポンで起きるから本当にイラッとして、携帯はさマナーモードにできるじゃん、電源も切れるじゃん、uh-huh. で誰にも電話かけてほしくないと思ったら、uh-huh. そのオプションがあるわけじゃん。なのに家に関しては、
uh-huh.
もうピンポンし放題、
uh-huh.
っていう状況、なんなのこれと思ってすごいイライラして。
Knocking is better な、
うん、Knocking is better
Do you need doorbells? Some、ね、people don't like knocking.
だからピンポンピンポンって来て、あ、もう起きちゃうからと思って揺らしながら無視するじゃん。そうすると2回も3回も鳴らす人もいるわけじゃん。うん、だからもうぜひ本当に家電メーカーの皆さんはオフにできるボタンをもう本当につけてほしいって思ってるお母さんお父さんたち意外と世にいるんじゃないかなって私はここで聞きたい。
I feel that way about the little LED lights. You can't turn that shit off. You have to unplug it from the fucking wall
それもそうです
to get the light on anything to turn off. Like the Wi-Fi router is just like... It's just, I get it. You're, okay, just do internet. I don't need to see these lights
the whole time. それも本当にそう。夜中に授乳のために起きてきた時のこの冷蔵庫のパネルもなんかが光ってる。スピーカーもなんか光ってる。もういろんなもの光ってる実は。
They're all different colors and you're not paying attention. Like you never.
そう。でも暗いとね、赤ちゃんはそこだけ光ってるから見ちゃうわけよ。それあれ、mm. って思って余計起きちゃったりするじゃん。だからね、ちょっとこれ本当にマミの家電に対する家電の音に対する怒り。
all of these are problems introduced by technology, by innovation.
Yeah.
Before, people didn't have any of these problems. And then and people knocked too.
yeah, yeah.
Knocking's better because.I get some weird sense of like who's at the door based on the style of the knock. So my friends knock a certain way. And so they knock、right. and I'm like, I know exactly who it is.
Right. I mean, it wouldn't really work in our apartment, but...
No? Why? You can't hear it?
No, because 下にセキュリティがあるから下でさ、まずピンポンしないといけないわけじゃん。
Hmm.
だから
you can't knock down there.
携帯で見れるようにしてほしい。マナーモードつけれるようにしてほしいよね、ピンポンも。
うん。
だからそういうね、変なところ、ね、赤ちゃんをやっと寝かせたのに、起きる状況になるっていうのに、自分がすごいやっぱり怒りを感じるって最近気づいた。
うん。
だから赤ちゃんと一緒に飛行機乗ってる時とかに、赤ちゃんが泣いたら周りにすごい迷惑になっちゃうじゃん。だから飛行機ですごいビクビクしてたの。あ、赤ちゃんうるさかったらどうしようとか、うん、でも意外と周りの大人の方がうるさいってことに初めて気づいた。だから後ろのおばちゃんたちがヘッドホンしたまま超でかい声で喋ってるとか、CA のお姉さんが謎にすごいでかい声でオレンジジュースいかがですかって言ってくれたりとかね。だから別にみんな悪気はないんだけど、起きちゃう。で、起きたら絶対泣く。そして泣いたらみんなの迷惑になるっていう懸念から来るストレスみたいな。とかもう一回一から寝かしつけなきゃいけないっていうストレスによって、だから私はこの電流を流してもらった方がいいかな。Yeah.
Well, I don't think you... How angry are you getting though? If you have a scale for how angry you could get, like maximum...
まあね。
You're at like 40% or something, even in one of these, you know, most egregious...
家電の音に対しては音が鳴って起きた暁には結構イラッとしてるけど、
But you're not like losing your shit, like throwing stuff across
the room. それはない。さすがにそこまでじゃない。さすがにそれはないね。
Because people have anger levels where it's pure rage.
あ、そうだね。
Like rational thinking is completely gone.
そうだね。
And it's almost like a blackout drunk thing, but with anger.
うん。
You know? And it can be classified legally as, I guess, like, temporary insanity.
いやいやいや。で、そこまで怒ったことはないかもね、人生で。その、我を失うくらい。
Ever in your whole life?
我を失うほどはない。
To the extent that you get angry, I think you become less rational and you care less about the negative consequences of what you might do next.
でもあるわ。あるわ。
You're like, fuck it. And then you'll just take something really important and just smash it or something.
すごい怒ったことあるけど、でも相当のことをされた時だね、だからそれは。もう本当に、しかもそれが積み重なって。
It doesn't matter how justified.
こうなんか、積み重なって、ずっと中に押し殺して、それがある時爆発するみたいなのは、あったけど。
This is a serious problem for certain people in society.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, certain potential bad actors.Who don't have the requisite level of self-control to not end up being, you know, so problematic for society that we need to, you know, put them in some kind of confinement.
なんかさ、あの、刑罰の一つとし、刑罰の一つとして導入するとかはあるのかね。で、それもディストピアンワールドっぽい話になっちゃうけど、例えばドメスティックバイオレンスとかで本当に自分の子供とか奥さんとかをもう思いっきりガンガン殴っちゃうような人とかは、その捕まった際にはもう今後ずっとその電流が流れる帽子をかぶって生活しなきゃいけないとかさ、その人に危害を加えちゃう場合には本人にとっても良くないから、うん、だって刑務所に行くよりはさ、その帽子かぶってる方が良くないみたいな。ダメ？
It's too creepy. I hope it never really becomes a thing. But you know, people totally losing control of themselves.
まあ、
you know,
結局ニューラレースみたいにさ、頭の中に何かを入れるとか、電極を刺すってなったら、まあ一つのアプリとしてこの怒り抑制アプリをじゃあダウンロードしておけばっていうのはあるかもね。だから、
Can you wait till when we have apps for our minds? You know,
yeah,
some like サクサクパンダみたいな、like it cleans your
何？サクサクパンダ？
You don't remember like what was it? They had サクサクパンダ and they had all these apps that would clean up the cache.And other things in your phone to like make it run way faster. You know, like defragging or something like that. But I feel like, you know, our brains are getting to the point where we need,
you know,
suck suck panda, defragging or antivirus. You know, some sort of ideological antivirus.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be even more dystopian.
Yeah.Definitely.
The last thing you want is Norton. You can't uninstall Norton antivirus from your brain.
しかもさ、それがさ、ニューラルエースみたいなのを買ったらもう勝手にプリインストールして入ってんでしょ？トレンドマイクロとかが。もう最悪だよね。超いらない。
We're born into this world with so much bloatware, right?
Yeah.
Once you boot up as a human being around, you know, 15, 16, whatever years old, you've booted up, you have so much bloatware in your mind that you spend the next 15 years, you know, sifting through and getting rid of most of it. And, you know, I'm not going to listen to Evanescence anymore, and I'm not going to wear, you know, all black clothes anymore. Whatever, you know, you make all kinds of weird decisions about your life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You could have religions come installed in your brain, or you could have various...cultural memes pre-installed.
Yep. And you can't uninstall it. Just like the Facebook app that people were talking about on Samsung or something.
Oh, you can't uninstall it? It's permanent?
On some phones, yeah, apparently.
You have to buy a new phone?
If you want to really get rid of it, yeah. 次
NASA's New Horizons NASA's New Horizons spacecraft just transmitted the first high-resolution image of Ultima Thule, the furthest and most pristine celestial object ever visited by human spacecraft. It is 31 kilometers long, located some 4 billion kilometers away in the Kuiper Belt, and has an orbital period of 298 years. The object is a contact binary made up of two formerly separated objects, Ultima and Thule, which floated together in orbit and gently stuck together over time, forming the shape of a snowman. Experts believe that because of its orbit and color, that it's been preserved in a near primordial state since its original formation and will give us insight into the early solar system.
NASA の探査機ニューホライズンズがウルティマトゥーレに到達し、初の高画質画像を撮影しました。ウルティマトゥーレは人類が到達した中で地球から最も遠く離れた天体です。カイパーベルトの中に存在するウルティマトゥーレは地球から64億キロ離れていて、全長31キロメートルで公転周期は298年です。もともとは別々の球体2つが同じ軌道上を漂っていたものが時間とともにくっついたため雪だるまのような形をしています。その軌道と色からウルティマトゥーレは太陽系が生まれた初期の頃から変わらない状態で存在が続いてきたと考えられ、観測することで太陽系の初期の様子について学ぶことができます。多分4 billion miles じゃない？で、うん、で64億キロ、
okay.
めっちゃ遠いよね、なんかめっちゃ遠いとしか言えない、
yeah.
いつもながら数字がでかすぎてちょっと想像もできないんだけど、だいたい公転周期が298年っていう時点でやばいよね、
Do you know where the Kuiper Belt is? Well, it's beyond Neptune andI think it's beyond Pluto too, but it's just where all the loose rock stuff is floating out there, and some of those things out on the edge of that haven't run into anything, haven't been, didn't get sucked in and shot back out or something. They're in the original orbit, the original orbits that they had when the solar system first formed. So objects clump together in these tracks.As the solar system formed, right? And those planets then cleared out their paths, their orbits. But out on the edges, we have these objects that are pretty much the same way they were when the solar system first formed. That's why this object is being called pristine.
なるほどね。本当に雪だるまみたいだよね。
Yeah. It's weird, right?
うん。
They just,
ちょっとかわいいよね。
These balls, one ball 19 kilometers across, the other ball 14 kilometers across, because of their gravitational attraction to each other, they slowly came together, they had very similar orbits, and at one point they connected. They may have rolled around each other a bit. Who knows?
そっか、確かに。
And then they kind of fuse. And I guess there's actually a bunch of these types of objects. These snowman looking.
So it's not that uncommon.
I think it's a lot less common than just one.
Right. まあ、それはそうだね。
It's not like they're all snowman shaped.
Yeah. ある意味ちょっとロマンチックじゃない？
And they believe that it started as a cloud. So what happens is you have kind of a uniform distribution of material. And then that starts to clump up into these clouds of material. And those clouds start to rotate, like tumbling clouds. And as the material in those clouds coalesce into little chunks, it's this little spinning cloud of asteroid rock. Eventually, that creates, in this case, created two. From one cloud, they got two objects, mm-hmm. and then those two objects stuck together.
Mm.
And whether that's like a super common pattern, I don't know if they're sure of that. Mm. But I guess for whatever reason, you go from cloud to two objects to snowman. And I don't think that there's a stage after snowman.
Hmm. It's just going to be like this.
I think so.
64億キロだよ。そこまで行けたことがすごいよね。
Yeah. Well, its name, Ultima Thule. Ultima is like ultimate.
Hmm.
I think Thule is like place. So it's like the furthest you can go is what it means. So thousands of years ago, Ultima Thule would be referring to, you know, the edge of the ocean or whatever people thought it
right.
was.
Right.
You know, people in various countries thought that their country was the only civilization on Earth. You know, it was fairly recently that America was discovered. That's recent, very recent. I mean, it always sounds weird to say that since there were people there.
Yep.
I mean, they knew about it, but for other people to discover. Yeah, but that's how...
With parentheses.
Disconnected human beings were until really, really recently.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So yeah, our Ultima Thule now is much further out.
Mm. Much further, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In 1983, Isaac Asimov wrote an essay published in The Star predicting the future of the world in the year 2019. He began as follows. If we look into the world as it may be at the end of another generation, let's say 2019, that's 35 years from now, the same number of years since 1949 when George Orwell's 1984 was first published, three considerations must dominate our thoughts. Nuclear war, computerization, and space utilization. In his essay, Asimov explains that if nuclear war broke out, then the future would be too unpredictable and too gloomy to talk about anyways, so he makes the assumption that it doesn't. He goes on to predict the ubiquity of mobile computerized objects and suggests that the increasing complexity of society would result in an increasing dependence on computers and machines. This would also result in a global transformation of the labor market and a revolution in education. Asimov also predicts that humanity's mismanagement of the environment would start to be addressed as the world evolved into a mode of implicit global governance and acquires the technological means to do so.
1983年に作家のアイザック・アシモフは The Star に掲載されたエッセイの中で35年後、2019年に世界がどうなっているか予測していました。ジョージ・オーウェルが1984を発表したのは1949年で、同じく35年後の未来についてでした。アシモフは2019年については核戦争、コンピュータ化、宇宙利用の3つの要素が重要であるとしていました。まず核戦争については起こった場合、その後どうなるか予測不能な上、あまりに暗い話になるので核戦争は起きないと予測しておこうとしていました。代わりに持ち運び可能なコンピューターがありふれたものとなっており、社会はコンピューターや機械に依存し、その結果労働市場は世界的に大きく変化し、教育にも革命が起きるだろうと予測。またグローバルガバナンスと新しい技術により、人類が引き起こした環境問題が解決され始めるだろうとしていました。
Yep.
合ってるね。
Mm-hmm. He also predicted in the year 2019 that countries other than the United States would begin constructing a moon base, which hilariously is something that just seems to have become palpable this year.
Mm. すごいね。
Yeah, he's remarkably insightful with his predictions.
35年後、2054年。今は無理だよね。わかんないよね。
He wrote the essay he wrote is is fascinating. I mean, he goes into some detail about his ideas. And he wrote, let me read something he wrote about the state of geopolitics. He said, "In short, there will be an increasing cooperation among nations and among groups within nations, not out of any sudden growth of idealism or decency, but out of a cold-blooded realization that anything less than that will mean destruction for all. By 2019, then, it may well be that the nations will be getting along well enough to allow the planet to live under the faint semblance of a world government by cooperation, even though no one may admit its existence."
Hmm.
And I think that may have happened. We may be living in a world of global governance already, where the idea that the major countries of the world would, you know, fight another world war is not that realistic. And rather, you know, within one government, you see there's division, there's competing interests, competing mm-hmm. agendas. Now we have a planet, and the planet consists of countries which have competing interests and competing agendas. And as the communication between these nation groups improves, it starts right. to operate like a big country the same way.
Right.
And the character of that structure is very different than like the Cold War or something.
確かにね。At first I thought that なんかこうすごい optimistic かなって思ったんだけど、よく考えたらまあでもそうだね。
It's pragmatic. It's assuming that people will come to, you know, the pragmatic choice. I thought that was kind of interesting. Because that's starting to become a real question, especially as the internet dissolves the significance of national boundaries across the world, and as the linguistic boundaries of our different languages that we've inherited are dissolved as well, we are moving towards some kind of implicit global governance. Now, you could call it, you know, Federation Earth or something. Right. And as soon as the Mars base is built, they might do that. But it's just a label. And once you put the label on it, it's like, oh, wow, now it is a global federation or something, right?
Yeah.
You know, and it's not pure government either. We have large corporate entities like Google who have large influence on, you know, the fate of how this whole system will work. But it's not as simple as, you know, oh, we've got capitalism over here and, you know, we've got kings over there and these guys have an emperor. It's not, the dynamics are changing. And I didn't notice that until I read something that someone wrote about something that wasn't true yet, you know, in the 80s. But
確かに。
And then he made the following comments about education. He said, "In any case, the generation of the computerization transition will be dying out, and there will be a new generation growing up who will have been educated into the new world. Education, which must be revolutionized in the new world, will be revolutionized by the very agency that requires the revolution, the computer. There will be an opportunity, finally, for every youngster and indeed every person to learn what he or she wants to learn in his or her own time, at his or her own speed, in his or her own way. Education will become fun because it will bubble up from within and not be forced in from without."
そこはね、本当にこのエボリューションのやつ最初見たときに、ああ、本当はね、そうできるはずなんだけどねってちょっと思っちゃった。だ結局学校の教育っていうのはさ、そんなに変わってないわけじゃん。でそこにはいろんな利権があるからであって、ただ本来ならば。もっと本当に大きな改革をしてもう一から全部クエスチョンして変えるぐらいやってもいいことなのになっていうのは思う。
But it doesn't have anything to do with the state. This is something that individual people have made the decision to do, and the state can't stop you from doing this.
Well, I know that, but if you think about how much time that the children spend at school, and how much money is going into that, like tax money. My mom is involved in this project, like trying to make the English education at school better. Mm-hmm. She's working outside of the government, but like,
it's probably a good thing.
But she oversees the whole situation. She understands what the problems are. Why? Mm-hmm. Japan is so shitty with English education. And なんかその話とかを聞いてると、で、何が障害なのか、どうして日本の英語教育が良くならないのか、誰のせいなのか、まあ、引いて言えば、っていう話とかを聞いてると、あ、なんかその仕組み自体がやっぱり、もうそもそも間違ってるというか、子供たちにとって何がベストなのかっていうのを考えてない一部の人たちがいるわけじゃん。自分たちの利権が先に来ちゃうから。だからそれがこう何年も何年もインヘリットされてるっていうのは、だからまさにこの彼が言ってるようになっているべきだし、そのリソースがあるにもかかわらず、リソースもあるし、方法もあるのに。
We live in that world already, right now. We honestly do. And there's no one stopping you from going online and learning, you know, as much about to be an expert on almost any subject.
That's great, but and I agree, but I just think about again how much time children spend time at school.
They shouldn't.
And
you know, Elon Musk said he didn't go to class because it was too slow and a waste of his time. Because the smarter you are about how to get smarter, the smarter you are about how to get smarter.
Right.
And Elon started that early. School makes you as dumb as everyone else. It really does. You can learn 10 times faster, 20 times faster than people in your class. If you're in a class, you're being held to some trivial, arbitrary, stupid bar. Getting an A might happen if you're in the class, but that's not the important part. The important part is its connection to reality.
それ結構最近こう日本で見ててもネットで話題になってるよね。要はその
You remember school. You remember sitting in the classroom, waste of your time. You're not listening. You weren't listening.
Like,
you weren't listening. If you were studying something that you are interested in yourself, with the resources that people have available to themselves today, you'd be a genius. You can learn rocket science. You can anything. Really.
そのなんだろう、まだ習ってない漢字を使って書いたら罰になるとか、まだ習ってない計算式を使って、mm-hmm. 計算したら罰になっちゃうとか、
mm-hmm.
それをこう、まあ、テストっていうのはその先生から習ったことを確認するための手段だからって言ってそれをディフェンスする人もいるけど、それがじゃあ子供のためになってるかって言ったら絶対なってないし、やる気をそぐだけだから、なんかそういうこうなんだろうね、謎の仕組み、謎の点数のつけ方、
it's the motivation
そういうところからクエスチョンしていかないと本当に意味ないなと思うよね。
It really comes down to your motivation.
Yeah.
And school does not maximize your motivation on its own. Your own personal curiosities are the only thing that have enough oomph to take you anywhere. The stuff you're not interested in won't take you anywhere, even if you try, because you're just not that into it. What predictions would you make for 2054? If you had to.
People are sleeping with robots, marrying them, making robot babies with them, robot rights, gay robot marriage rights.
Is there anything non-gay robot related?
I don't know.
Left-handed robots.
Yeah. Siri way better, hopefully.
In 2054 is madness.
So my son will be 35. Like about my age. Older even.
He could lead the revolution against the Terminators.
He's on Mars.
The Mars base will be substantial by 2054. Probably have 5,000 people on it.
He might be like the mayor of this town on Mars.
Politician. A Martian politician.
Yeah. Martian politician.
Martian politicians will have the worst reputation on Earth. It's like the Earth politicians are bad, but holy shit.
No, they're the way Martian better. Ones. They're way better because
not from the
Elon's
perspective
there.
Of Earthlings, though.
Elon's
salty
there.
Earthlings. Stuck
on So there are no grades at school. The subjects are like cross subjects. You know.
Are there any natural humans being born still in developed nations? I say no. I say no way.
Yeah.
None.
And so on.
How many people work in
cancer is probably not a thing anymore. I mean, it's there, but like people don't die from it.
Yeah.
Like HIV.
Probably. What about energy? It'll probably be all solar power by then, or maybe they figure out fusion or thorium or one of those other things.
Automated cars underground.
Artificial intelligence is really the X factor. It's so hard to predict what AI will do. Everything else is kind of like, oh yeah. Yeah, they're going to build rockets and eventually figure out how to send stuff to Mars or whatever. Mm. But intelligence is impossible to predict, I think.
Clinics might be... China de atta jan, naka AI tsukatta jidou clinic mitaina.
Oh, we'll have all that sort of stuff within 5 years. AI is going to be in everything within 5 years. Already... There's dozens of apps on your phone right now that are using artificial intelligence.
No human doctors, no human lawyers.
Yeah, they have AI doctors now diagnosing shit, looking at scans of stuff.
Yeah.
Looking at MRIs. And we've talked about AI making diagnoses with lung cancer or something. DARPA's
basic
developing
income.
Well, that just depends on the AI thing, I think.
Yeah.
If you don't figure out AI, and if... Because AI will take robotics to the level where a lot of people will be unemployed.
Yeah.
And I know if people
35
argue about
years
this,
but
it's so ridiculous. 35
years, that's not basic income. So, like...
Yeah, basic income, larval state, warehouse.
So no rent. Rent is not a thing. Unless you want to live in an upscale, like, special mansion or something. Because paying rent is stupid.
I don't know. Does it matter if you have to pay rent or not? You're paying something. Taxes are going to go up, right? They have been. It'll probably be around 90% by then. Your taxes.
The basic income dattara. Basic income datto tax do naru no?
Well, it's the reverse of taxes, obviously. They're paying you.
Right?
Yeah.
So
that's why basic income doesn't make any sense until we have artificial intelligence and we're all unemployed.
Yeah, and we will. Right?
It depends. It AI could just kill us all. We don't know. I mean, people want to say that that's not possible, but it's according to the smartest people who know anything about artificial intelligence, there's a real possibility that AI will kill us all. It might just be 1%. The point is that we can't be sure that it won't.
It could be this utopia where like no one has to work, basic income.
Is that a utopia though? How do you have meaning in your life if you don't work?
You can do anything.
You just sit around getting paid to do what?
Anything.
But what's the point of doing anything?
For fun.
But is there meaning
serious?
In
there are so many things that people are like, oh, I'm going to do this and this and that. I'm going to go here and there after my retirement. And
yeah,
then
but
they
look
die.
At all these rich billionaire people who never quit their jobs. If they do, they're completely miserable and go back or just marry some 18-year-old chick. it's total just unbelievable face-numbing desperation at the highest levels of income.
The sci-fi book that I was reading, it's like I told you about it's like the thought experiment for this type of stuff. And then in that world, people are into observational science.
Okay.
Because that's what AI, I mean, that's what you can do if you want to.
Observational science?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like observing into the space or plans or anything, right?
You mean looking around?
Yeah, looking around and take notes, you know?
Just looking around.
For fun. And you can master some skills. Like, I don't know, whether
juggling.
It's horseback riding, painting.
I'm gonna learn juggling.
Yeah, I mean, if I had time and money, I would start. I would get all the Bob Ross painting stuff and then I'll just learn to do that all day, every day.
I don't know. I think a lot of people, they have to find something that they feel, you know...
I will cook and bake and
provides a sense of purpose. Some
exercises.
Sort of cosmic justification for, you know, everything. Your whole life has just been, you know, you've just been raised.
You can take care of animals. You know,
they can take care of themselves. They're fine.
No, you can take care of animals. I don't know. There are so many things you can do. Don't you think there are many things you would do if you didn't have to make money at all?
I don't think it would change anything, honestly.
I want to travel around. I want to try living somewhere else.
Yeah, I'd like to... You know, travel around and check some places out. And
yeah, and I can make more babies if I didn't have to worry about money. That's a major thing too, you know?
But that's not a recreational activity. We're talking about killing time.
That'll keep you busy if you have like 4 or 5 kids. You know, if money is not the issue, there are so many things you could do. Like, I want to live in some random country, but I wouldn't because I would be out of job.
I think if we had universal basic income, it could create some sort of horrible, dystopian, hedonistic, just a terrible, meaningless.
What if we all have to do agriculture then? We all have to like take care of our own vegetables and stuff. Just for our health's sake.
You
just for us to get vitamin D.
You know how like the super spoiled kid is unhappy and resentful of the overall situation, doesn't want to live in their parents' shadow, feel like they can't really get their own footing, blah, 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 blah. That whole thing is going to happen to an entire generation of people if we do the universal basic income thing. You have to earn it. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah. And you feel good when you do.
But it doesn't have to be money, though, right?
Someone has to earn something. Someone's making this whole thing work. People can't just sit around and beat off. There's shit to do.
Yeah,
you're
so
either helping or you're not helping.
Yeah, so I think it can be like that weird cult that showed up in the States. Remember this Indian thing where they all
Indian
had to come together and make a society. So basically, you can help make a... You can,
Scientology?
Yeah, you can help farm it. No, you can farm, you can, you know, make clothing. I mean, you know, so the hard stuff AI can do, but we can just take all the fun part and we can do what AI can do it too, right? So we do that for
but this
fun.
This is what we have cats doing, or this is what we have gerbils doing, and we give them little, you know, balls that make noise, or this is... you know, you kind of get put in the playpen, right? And you have no responsibility. There's no chance you'll fuck it up anymore. You're not part of the destiny.
Isn't that great? You're saying this like it's a bad thing.
Yes, it is.
All the stress gone. No more rush hour.
Nah.
No more suicides.
There's something that makes you alive when you have responsibility and you could fuck up, you know?
Well, you can have responsibilities.
Not in that world.
Outside of a job.
That is the ultimate...
Like family...
Neotenization of our species, which is something that has been happening. We're more childlike than our parents' generation.
Everyone can keep a cat if they want a responsibility. You can maybe take care of 10 cats then. That's a lot of responsibility.
10 cats. Mm.
Yeah. Yes. And help them mate and have cat babies and you take care of all of them.
Cat gentleman. Right?
Yeah. Cat lady and cat gentleman. That's a new job that humans are going to have after AI shows up.
Oh, it's so exciting. Do you think people will be speaking Japanese in 2054? Sort of.
Maybe old people, yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be like Swedish or something, right? Like in 2054, what percentage of middle school students will be writing kanji at a proficient level by hand using, you know, one of those things that has, you know, a writing device?
Writing is probably, writing with using your hand is going to be obsolete at some point, right?
Books are pretty much done, right? Books are like I read books.
It's what?
Like we do almost all of our reading on screens now.
What? No.
Yeah, because you just don't call it reading unless you're holding a book, which is dumb. You're reading on screens.
Oh, reading as in, oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, it's like a recreational, like, look at this book thing. You know it is. It's some nostalgic, meaningless, like, it's just because you like it. If a new person showed up now without your biases, they'd never do the book thing. They'd do the vertical scroll thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And what's like a book cover? Well, how do you get the cover part into the screen? You know, it's like the CD album art and stuff. It just kind of went away.
Yeah.
And now you don't have the newspaper anymore because the newspaper was, you unfold it and it's kind of organized. There's a two-dimensional surface and you kind of have a sense of where stuff is and mm-hmm. how it's organized. But now it's, you know, whatever someone shares or whatever.
Hmm.
So it's, I don't know. Who knows?
まあ、明けおめ。
ことよろ。 2054 is invisible, huh? It's really hard to see.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Low confidence level.
And that's a good thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it's more fun.
Yeah. 楽しみ。
今年もよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
文字起こしのテキストは Android、Mac、iPad、iPhone のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。エッセイ、私最近2本ね、あの英語の表現の解説書いたので、それも見てみてね。bilingualnews.jp 公式サイトではストアもあるので見てみてください。Twitter、Facebook、Instagram もやってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。